He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is May the 23rd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and you're probably saying, what is going on here? We were up 150 points on the market. Yesterday, we closed down 100. That's a 250-point swing, and now we're down another 100 this morning. Is this finally the beginning of the correction? Well, we're going to address that here in a moment. Right now, let's take a look at how the markets have opened this morning. The Dow is down 100 right now at 15,208, not too far from its all-time high. The S&P 500 is down 15 points right now at 1,640, not too far from its all-time high. The NASDAQ is down 26 points this morning to 3,436. The euro is at 1.29 right now. Very little movement there, very little change. The 10-year yield. Now, I think this probably holds the key to this whole mess over the last 24 hours. The 10-year yield is at 1.99 this morning. I would have expected the 10-year yield to be much higher today. It would seem that the bond market does not really think that the punch bowl has been emptied. More on that in a moment. Gold is up $17 per ounce to $13.84. Oil is down $1.61 this morning to $92.67. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, with the events of this week, with the big market turnaround, by the way, this is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. With a big turnaround in the market on Wednesday, I decided to get to work really early on Thursday. Batting down the hatches is what I call it. Strap on the helmet, you know, put on the battle gear, get out the night vision goggles, binoculars, because it looks like we might be under siege. And I just have to tell you, I expected something completely different. I expected to be able to pronounce here that the correction has begun. But I got to tell you, I'm really surprised as I go through. I haven't gone through the entire market yet, but I went through a lot of stocks, and I don't see it yet. I see like a pimple on the butt of an elephant right now is what this amounts to so far. Now, I'm not saying that this cannot get worse, that this cannot lead to this correction that everybody's been waiting for since November, December, January. But I'm just looking at individual stocks. I learned so much more by looking at individual stocks than seeing Jim Cramer hyperventilating on CNBC talking about the 100-point drop. That preys on your emotions. You know, look, newspapers, magazines, financial channels, dramatic drama sells. And there's a lot of drama kings and there's a lot of drama queens on my news channels and the financial channels, and they start hyperventilating and jumping up and down, and it looks like all the colors drain from their face as they point to these headlines. But you know what? You've got to look underneath the headlines. You have to look at the facts. And the facts are there's 3,400 stocks out there. You know what? When I'm done with my trading day and I've looked at all of the 400 or 500 A-minus rated stocks or better in this market right now, I'll have a much better feel for the market than 99% of these idiots on the financial channels that are jumping up and down and hyperventilating. Stop. Take a deep breath. Take a look at the individual stocks. You know, for instance, let me just give you one example or a couple examples here. I go through my stocks alphabetically every day. Sometimes I go the other way. I'll start with Z and work the other way. Just, you know, but I have to, it gets old standing on your head because all the blood drains to my head and I can't really, but you know what? You gotta, can't do the same thing every single day. Okay, so I pulled up a stock that I own, Asbury Automotive Group. Have you been to an auto dealership lately? We just bought a new little car. And we went to the auto dealership. It was a Ford dealership. Ford and Kia. They have those two models on their lot. Every single salesman was dealing with a client, a customer, prospect. It is so busy at these car dealerships, you can't even believe it. Why? Low interest rates. Okay, now if the Fed takes away the punch bowl, obviously, those interest rates are going to start heading higher. And the Fed made some noise this week that, what's the word they're using now? Tapering. Tapering. That's, they're warning at some point in time we're going to start tapering off with this massive asset buying program that we're undertaking. And that caused a little bit of nervousness, to say the least, in the markets. All right? Now, I look at my Asbury Automotive and I see it's up. Well, it's down 12 cents. Okay. Does that mean I'm going to go out and sell and run and panic from this stock because I've got several people hyperventilating on the financial channels because we've had a couple of triple-digit moves here in the market? No. I'm going to make one small decision, and then I'm going to go on to the next decision. And you know what the decision I'm making today on my Asbury Automotive Group, ABG, a small cap growth stock on the New York Stock Exchange that has been benefiting wildly from low interest rates. It's a member of my aggressive growth accounts that's up about 25-30% since I bought it. You know what my decision on that stock is right now today? Down 12 cents. I don't think I need to panic and lock in profits here. On to the next one. And on to the next one I go. And on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Well, I got through all of the A's so far today, and so far what I see is not what I expected. I expected to go on the air and announce that the correction is here. And you have to take a little bit of defensive action here. You have to start locking in some profits on some of the high flyers right now. But you know what? With what evidence I've gathered so far, I can't say that I'm really shocked. I really am. I mean, I woke up, I got to work very early this morning, ready to go, ready to start putting in the sell orders, ready to start hitting the sell buttons. Instead, I'm seeing something that I did not expect, okay? Now, I've got a lot more decisions to make today. And I have sold a couple this week so far. I sold my Comcast earlier in the week. And earlier in the week, I sold my Howard Hughes. I felt like, you know, that's a parabolic chart. I still really like this stock. But boy, I made a quick 40 or 50% really fast in this thing. And it's still a play on real estate, which I'm a big believer in. I think the real estate market continues to rebound, and I think you should still be heavily weighted in that area of the market. But I just thought, you know, it's just a little frothy here. There's nothing out. There's nothing wrong with getting out while the getting's good. I can always get back in when it eventually does a little bit of a correction because there's a lot of hot money that has somehow gathered into this stock for whatever reasons. And I did a little other selling here and there. But for the most part, I see this so far. I can't sit here and say that the correction has begun. I don't know if I can create a headline that this is a pimple on the butt of an elephant, but that's what it looks like to me so far, all right? Now, I'll have more for you tomorrow because I will be looking at a lot more stocks. So far today, I've looked at probably 500 or so, and I saw absolutely nothing that caused me any alarm whatsoever that this bull market is in jeopardy. Now, at some point, it will be in jeopardy. And where is it going to show up? It's going to be a lot more than the pimple on the butt of an elephant. It's going to start showing up in the individual stocks. That's where it shows up. You know, it's not going to show up in the headlines, and it's not going to show up in the financial commentators hyperventilating and jumping up and down on TV like Maria Bartiromo and all the rest of them. It's going to show up in the individual stocks. We call this show the best stocks now. Not the best headlines now. The best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. More on this in a moment. We want to talk about the bond market a little bit when we come back. All right? So stay tuned.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And like I say, I fully expected to say, you know what? This is the beginning of the correction that everybody's been waiting for and everybody's been anticipating and asking about for quite some time. But I can't with a clear conscience because the facts don't point to that yet. Now, eventually, yes, a correction is going to come. And some fluff is going to be taken out of this market. What's the valuation of this market right now? I've heard some folks come on the financial channels and say, well, this market's getting expensive. Not in my view. You know, I've watched it go during this rally from roughly a 17 forward PE on the 3,400 stocks that I monitor to a forward PE of 18. I remember in 2001, 2000, when the forward PE of the S&P 500 was 35, twice where it is now. So I can't tell you that this market has gotten expensive. When I continue to see all of these stocks out there that continue to trade at big discounts to their growth rate, which continue to have reasonable PEG ratios, I can't say that this is an expensive market. I can say that there's a lot of charts that probably are extended. I mentioned one a little bit ago, Howard Hughes Corp, which I thought was just extended. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to take my profit here. Thank you. It's been good to me. But at some point, I think I would like to get back in the HHC. But when it gets that parabolic, really only one thing can happen. Only one thing can happen to a parabolic chart. It's going to have its comeuppance. Now, I've been very interested in getting into some Japanese stocks because what Japan is doing completely swamps what we're doing here in America as far as their asset purchase program. We're basically buying back muni bonds and other bond types of investments, the Fed is. In Japan, they're buying back bonds, they're buying stocks, they're buying ETFs, they're buying real estate investment trust. They are really inflating their assets, and they are really deflating their dollar. But you know, every time I look at Japan, I go, there's no way I can buy into it. It's just gone parabolic. The problem is it's been parabolic now for several weeks, and I keep wanting to get in. Well, guess what happened to that parabolic chart in Japan finally? Japan's markets were down 7% on Wednesday. 7%. Mini crash? No, I don't think so. I would just call that the air coming out of a parabolic chart. What's a parabolic chart? Well, I sit here and my office looks right at North Island Naval Air Station. And I watch these fighter jets take off right into the Pacific. Straight up they go. They take off on the runway. They start to gain a little altitude. And then they go into what we call a parabolic move. They put in the afterburners. And whoo, boy, those things gain some altitude real quick. That's what a parabolic chart on the market looks like. That's what a parabolic chart on a sector looks like. That's what a parabolic chart on a stock looks like. There's only one thing that can happen to a parabolic chart eventually, and it ain't good. Now that Japan is corrected by 7%, who knows? I'll have a look here today. Maybe some of those Japanese stocks, the one I've had my eye on the most is Kubota, K-U-B, because they're going to be a big beneficiary of what they're doing in Japan. But I can't buy into a parabolic chart that Kubota has had for so long. The bond market, on the other hand, continues to be in a very ominous-looking, ugly chart. The opposite of a parabolic chart, well, not the opposite, but a lot of times when a chart isn't so parabolic, it starts to level off at some point. We've had a major run in the bond market for the last decade because interest rates have come down, 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 while the assets at PIMCO, the bond king, Bill Gross' outfit, grew and grew and grew as people piled into bonds, as the bond market rallied while interest rates came down. Now, that bond market is perched on a cliff, and it's looking over that cliff. And yesterday you saw just a little bit of what can happen really quickly. I mean, I think I saw interest rates shoot up to 2.08. I think we saw about a 10 basis point hike in interest rates. And then it's settled back down here, which is a good sign. That means the bond market, at least as we sit here today, does not believe that the Fed is on the verge of tapering, is what they call it. We're going to slowly back off of our asset purchases, which they're going to do at some point in time. But they've also said that they're going to watch the numbers. They're going to watch the unemployment rate. And when it starts getting down around 6.5 or whatnot, they'll start backing off. Well, we're not there yet. So I don't think that the Fed is leaving the party, leaving the room with the punch bowl tomorrow. But we do have to start watching for that event. The bond market, to me, is the place that I would really avoid right now. I think the bond market is on very, very shaky ground. Well, we talked to Craig Brock a little bit later in the show. You know, if you've noticed a theme to the discussions that the two of us have had every day here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour is that, you know what? Now's a good time. If you're looking to borrow money, especially if you're buying a 30-year if you're in the market for a 30-year mortgage, you know what? I think those interest rates are going to tick higher here. And while you're still got the 10-year yield right around 2%, hey, it was 1.5 not too long ago. So we've seen already about a half a point jump in interest rates. And I just don't think you're going to see lower interest rates going forward. And what is that going to do to a bond portfolio? Not pretty. And, you know, I've had people ask me, well, does that affect me? I own muni bonds. Well, if you're going to hold the bonds to maturity, no. You're going to get your coupon and you're going to get your money back, your principal, when that bond matures. But if you own a bond fund, you're going to see some massive depreciation in the value of those bonds. What if I own corporate bonds? Same thing. What if I own mortgage-backed securities? Same thing. Most any interest rate-sensitive type of device will be under pressure, will come under pressure and be vulnerable to rising interest rates. The bottom line is this. At least as we sit here today, the correction in the stock market, equities market, I don't see it yet, although it will occur at some point in time, but the correction in the bond market is underway. This is Bill Gunderson. We're going to get more specific here. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And like I said, you know, I fully expected with the big reversal in the market earlier in the week, that midday reversal after Fed speak, and then a soft opening on the market. I fully expect a 7% correction in Japan overnight one night this week. I fully expected to say this correction is underway, but I've gone through about 500 stocks so far here before the market, well, during the market open, during the first half hour of the market, I don't see it yet. I just don't see the correction here yet. What will happen? when that correction does hit? Well, the same thing. You have to go through each stock one at a time. I get asked the question all the time. I get emails and whatnot. Is this the start of the correction? And, you know, I mean, I don't want to be sound glib or sound like a smart aleck and write back, well, it depends on which stock are you talking about. Because a lot of stocks are hitting new highs here today. And that's really the correct answer. Now, you have to say it, I guess, in a politically correct way to not offend somebody. But it really does. It depends on the stock. You know, I own 25 or 30 stocks in my aggressive growth accounts. And if you say, is this the start of the correction in Asbury Automotive Group, I would say the answer is no. It still seems to be going up to me. It still seems to have value. It still seems to have performance. It still seems to have a strong stock chart. Now, if you ask me another one, I might say, yeah, I think it is. And I think I'm going to take some money off the table here and lock in my profits on that one. I think the big mistake most people make is they paint the market with one paintbrush. You can't do that. You can't say, uh-oh, this is it. I'm calling my broker and selling everything. I don't want to offend anybody, but that's what an amateur does. It really is. That's amateur hour. And then, you know, the market's up 250 the next day or whatever, because whatever, Bernanke says, we're not taking away nail punishment. We don't know what'll happen. And then they're mad because they're not in it. And they sold everything. And they got to get back in. Like I say, that's amateur hour. Now, when the correction does eventually start to hit, it's going to show up, like I say, in individual stocks. I've sold two, maybe three. I think I've sold three. Yes, I've sold three stocks this week. Three out of probably 100 or so that I own between the three different styles of investing that I do. Some stocks won't be affected at all. In fact, some stocks will go up while the market starts to go down, believe it or not. And on a relative basis, they'll be the top ranked stocks in my ranking system. Let me give you one example of this. Back in 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, a little company, let me see where they're headquartered. I always like to find out where they're headquartered. That you know, just kind of personalizes the company, and you realize there's a bunch of people that work there, and there's headquarters, and there's people walking around making copies at the copy machine and making coffee in the morning. Back in Chesapeake, Virginia, there's a little company that's now $11 billion in market cap. Someone had an idea. Or they copied an idea. I think what they did is they took a concept and they made it even better. Dollar Tree. This is really exciting. This is really sexy. We're going to Dollar Tree. Honey, we're going on a shopping spree. Try that tonight, all you guys. Go home. Say, honey, guess what? Don't have to cook tonight. We're going to go out and hit the McDonald's value menu. Then we're going to go on a shopping spree. Bring your credit card. Whoa, where are we going? Oh, boy. Dollar Tree. Well, they operate 4,351 discount variety stores in 48 states. There's probably one near you. I know there's a couple here around me, not too far. If my wife wanted to go on a spree tonight shopping, well, you know, here we go. For $50, we can buy a whole heck of a lot of items there. They offer merchandise at the fixed price of a dollar. $1. Okay, so hey, you know what? From time to time, it's kind of fun to go there, actually. You end up with some scissors. You can never have too many pairs of scissors. You end up with a couple of Phillips screwdrivers. How many times have you needed a Phillips screwdriver? You go through your drawers. You've got everything possible but a Phillips screwdriver. It's just the luck of the draw. It's Murphy's Law, right? So load up on Phillips screwdrivers. How about a tape measure? How many times have I said, honey, where's my tape measure? I don't know where the tape measure is. You know, I'm going to carry a tape measure on my pocket. And I'm going to put it on my belt. So I always have a tape measure. I ordered some blinds the other day. Couldn't find my tape measure. You know what? It gets old. Go to Dollar Tree. Load up on these things that you're always looking for. Reading glasses. I buy like five or six pairs of these reading glasses from Dollar Tree. and I just lay them everywhere. I still have a hard time, and I just can't get to the point of wearing them on a string around my neck and look like a librarian. I don't know. I don't know about that look myself. But anyways, Dollar Tree has been a very good stock over the years. In 2008, when the market was down 38%, Dollar Tree was up 61%. What? It beat the market by 100 percentage points? Yes. Guess what? Dollar Tree is breaking out today. Dollar Tree is breaking out today. Over the last 10 years, Dollar Tree has averaged 19% per year. Well, there must be some profit in those dollar items that they're selling, right? In order to return 19% to the investors over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, Dollar Tree's averaged 35% per year, while the market's averaged 3%. The market, the Dollar Tree has lapped the market 10 times over the last 5 years. I wrote about Dollar Tree in my book, Best Stocks Now. It was one of the 53 stocks that I featured. Over the last 3 years, Dollar Tree has continued to run laps around the market. Dollar Tree has delivered 33.5% per year, while the market's delivered 14%. Now, I have a confession to make. I have not owned Dollar Tree for the last year. I sold Dollar Tree, I'd have to look it up in my newsletter, for a 142% gain. That's how much I made in Dollar Tree the first time around. Dollar Tree is starting to look interesting again. Have I missed anything over the last year by not being invested in Dollar Tree? No. Dollar Tree's down 1.4% over the last 12 months. It dropped out of favor. For whatever reason, you know, the go-go stocks came on, right? Dollar Tree went through some consolidation. Some of its peers didn't do so well. Dollar General, Family Dollar. 99 cent only was bought out by a private equity firm. Dollar Tree has sorely underperformed the market over the last 12 months. I had to sell discipline. I didn't know, but the signs were there that the run in Dollar Tree was over, and I locked in profits and I moved on to other areas of the market. And now guess what? Dollar Tree is once again an A-minus rated stock. The performance numbers show up as an A. The momentum is improving on Dollar Tree, which it's lacked for the last year. Now let's take a look at the valuation on Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree is currently trading at 15 times earnings. That's a discount to the average stock in my database. Dollar Tree is expected to grow by 18% per year over the next 5 years. Dollar Tree continues to trade at a discount to its growth rate. How do I know that? Because the PEG ratio is less than 1. The PEG ratio, price earnings divided by the growth rate, is 0.83 right now. I have a $98 target price on Dollar Tree 5 years from now. It's currently at 50. And it's breaking out, which is the last part of the equation, isn't it? It's that visual check. You know, in the end, the final arbiter of making a buy or sell decision is the chart. And when you see a guy hyperventilating on TV about something or other, you know, the market being down triple digits, take a look at the chart. Okay, the chart is a much better arbiter than somebody hyperventilating. Now, you could say, how come you're selling? Well, because I see all these guys on TV. They're hyperventilating over all of this stuff that's going on in the market. This is scary. I can't take it. Why not turn the sound down? Why not go to your computer? And why not look at a one-year chart? You say, well, that doesn't look so bad. Why are they hyperventilating? Hey, listen, you know what? Because that's what makes people watch. Eventually, the market's going to sell off. Eventually, the bull market is going to end. But there's going to be winners even under that scenario. Look at a stock like Dollar Tree, which was up 66% in 2008. Dollar Tree currently comes in at number 289. Out of 3,400 stocks, it gets a Gunderson stock grade of A-. It is on my watch list once again. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Yeah, a lot of tough decisions here to make as the market gets dicey. You know what? We find that during good times, people feel like, why do I need a professional money manager? I can do this myself. We find that during tricky times in the market, people need us more than ever to help guide them through the market. Because folks that, have a full-time job and don't have a lot of hours to ration out to look at their portfolio on a daily basis, it's very difficult to stay on top of all your holdings. And it can get away from you real quickly. Or you could do the opposite and just do a wholesale sell. Just sell everything. Rarely is that the right thing to do. You have to make one decision at a time. Now, I'll be writing my newsletter this weekend. I'll give you an update on the asset classes to see what kind of damage has been done, to see which sectors are starting to move down in rank, which sectors are starting to move up in rank. Is it time to start hedging your portfolio? All of this I will address in my newsletter this weekend. You can take a look at how well the model portfolios have done so far this year. You can get on my weekly newsletter list by going to my website, pwstreet.com. If you'd like to talk to us, a representative here at Gunderson Capital Management, I'm the guy that pulls the trigger on all the trades and picks the portfolios, does the trading. You can talk to one of my reps here, and they'd be happy to, talk about what we do and what it costs and how we work and what protection there is for you and what safeguards there are and how you can view your account and how you can be connected and ask questions anytime, you have a concern or whatnot. And what we do during bad times in the market versus good times in the market, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Or like I say, the website where you could do some perusal is pwstreet.com. Okay, let's do one more stock here before we talk to Craig Brock. I really want to get to Craig here this morning and talk to him about what's going on with the Fed here this past week. Let's go to St. Paul, Minneapolis, where we are heard every day on the Wall Street, Salem's Wall Street Radio Network. Let's talk about a company that I've owned in the past. I don't currently own it, but I wouldn't have a problem with it. Toro. Toro the bull. You know, one thing, Toro makes a lot of stuff from PVC. Don't forget, natural gas prices are extremely low. That's one of the inputs. That when the ingredients of your recipe and your formulas are cheap, that makes for some pretty good profit margin, doesn't it? And when home building is going crazy, that helps too when you're a sprinkler manufacturer. Toro, over the last 10 years, has been nothing short of sensational. It's delivered 19% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 21% per year. Over the last 3 years, 24% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up almost 40%. It gets a performance grade of A-. Well, Gunderson, it's been going up now for 10 years. Why would I want to buy it? It's got to be expensive. It's trading at 16 times forward earnings. That's not that expensive. It's still trading at a discount to the overall market. It's expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. They beat earnings, so we'll probably be going higher on our target price. The PEG ratio was 1.09. It gets an A value grade. It gets an A- performance grade. And overall, it gets an A- stock grade. Last arbiter, the chart. It's breaking out to new highs. What correction? You know, like I say, I fully expected to say the correction is here, but as of right now, it's not here. But we remain vigilant, very, very vigilant. Okay, I want to talk to Craig Brock. Craig, I saw a huge spike in interest rates on Wednesday, and I see interest rates coming back down again on Thursday. What in the world is going on?
Well, they're coming out of the hyperbaric chamber this morning. You know, Bernanke went from dovish to hawkish in his tone yesterday.
Yeah.
That sent the MBS market in a tailspin. And, of course, did the same for treasuries because we had a 2.05 on the 10-year treasury yesterday, which, you know, that's way above the technicals that we've been watching. This shows that this coil could be coming unraveled. Rates rose an eighth last week. We'll see. Maybe they raise another eighth this week.
But what do you make of the fact that the interest rates are being reeled right back in? You think maybe it was just a knee-jerk reaction? Uh-oh, there goes the punch bowl. And then cooler heads have prevailed since then?
Yeah, maybe he misspoke being there on the Hill slightly, because we're seeing some commentary from the other Federal Reserve presidents or governors out this morning indicating that the Fed has no reason to pull back in next month. That just sent shockwaves. So seems like the dust is starting to settle a bit. Maybe the cooler heads will prevail. We didn't lock any loans yesterday. I think we're going to wait and lock them down next week at this point, kind of let the dust settle.
Yeah, I mean, I see the same way in the equities market. I saw this massive sell-off on Wednesday, but I mean, not a massive sell. You look at the individual stocks and the damage is hardly unnoticeable, at least as of right now. The other thing is, you know, I mean, Japan, which has been in a just a parabolic move, it was down 7%, the Japanese markets. And I think that rattled our markets too. And, you know, but that was overdue because that thing has just been on fire, the Nikkei.
Yeah, it was up 40%, so 7% pullback.
Yeah.
not so bad.
But you know what? I still don't like that chart of the bond market, but, you know, it does not look like. And, you know, the other thing, the Fed has been saying, well, we're going to wait till the economy looks better, until unemployment starts to. Really, unemployment's one of the major numbers they're looking at. And, of course, unemployment has not improved that much here recently.
Not a lot. Jobless claims are a little bit lighter than expected this morning for this last week. But I think Meg Whitman's going to change it for next week, it looks like.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, at least we've averted the big one for now. At least for now, we're holding. But I don't think you should wait too much longer if you're in that loan market. Where can we reach Greg Brock?
I'd call 855-900-3279 or check out Brock Mortgage on Twitter.
Okay, and I'm pwstreet.com, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.